my rabbi said, and you can get that. And the teacher said, no, can't be. And that went back and forth about five times. Kid was mad. Teacher was annoyed. Kid was a little bit disrespectful. Finally, the teacher said, that's enough. There's no way that Bible story could be true because whales can't eat things, swallow things that big. That's just a myth. So kid has to have the last word. He said, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask Jonah. Teacher said, well, what if Jonah isn't in heaven? Kid said, then you ask him. That's sort of what chutzpah means today. But in the biblical Hebrew, the form of the word was chatzufo, and it means intense persistence. I won't quit. I won't give up. I'll never let go. I will keep pushing as hard as I can for what I know is right. It's the woman who says, Jesus, my baby. Jesus says, I can't give children's food to the dogs. And the woman says, oh, yeah, well, the dogs even eat the crumbs. And Jesus says, wow, I haven't seen, and we translate it faith, but I'll bet you in Hebrew the word he used was chatzufo, which we say chutzpah. I haven't seen chutzpah like that. Even among God loves people who persist in seeking him and following him. And so Abraham says, where are my kids? And God doesn't say, now, now, Abraham, don't talk so disrespectfully. Don't get carried away. Remember who? God says, Abraham, come on outside. Oops. Come on outside. I wanted to show you. Come on outside. Look at the stars. Now, there's a whole Jewish teaching in there. You know how Paul says, live like stars in the universe? There's a whole lot more to that than what, there's a Jewish window on that. Look it up sometime. And Abraham said, good enough for me. You give me a concrete example, I accept it. So then God says, and what's more, Abraham, I'm going to give you this land. Now, Abraham didn't own a thing. He didn't even have a place to bury his wife yet. And God said, this land is going to be yours. Now, land in the Bible, we'll look at this in a future week. Land is not just ground. It's not just real estate. It's not just property. Land is the place which God gives you to serve him. When the book of Psalms says, the boundary lines for me have fallen in pleasant places, it means the piece of his world he gave me is really cool. Let me illustrate. Do you know what I do for a living? This. Can you believe this? They pay me for this. I get to go around and teach people the stuff that I love more than anything else in the world, and I make a living at it. My grandpa used to say, he had a saying in Dutch, he would say, you fell with your butt in the butter. I have no idea what it meant, but I think it meant you had, anyway. God said, I'm going to give you a place in my world to live out your faith for me. Now, for Abraham, it was property, real estate, but it's bigger than that. Anyway, now, Abraham's got chutzpah because Abraham doesn't say, well, thank you very much. When will I get it? Abraham says, but how can I know for sure? Show me. Prove it to me. Give me a piece of that land, please, now. Now that's, again, chutzpah. And somehow that moves God's heart when people live with that kind of fire in their chest who will not let go of what they believe God, the text, tells them to believe and to do. They keep grabbing at God's hem and saying, Lord, do it. You promised you would. So God says, Abraham, you want to know for sure? Now we enter into the culture. Let's make a covenant. Now, a covenant, and I don't have time to teach that. You've probably had teaching on it before. But there's one thing I'd like you to see. In the culture, a covenant is not an agreement between equals. A covenant is a relationship between a greater and a lesser. The greater makes it, he writes it, he decides, she decides what's in it, and the lesser can take it or leave it, but you can't change it. People come to me to do their weddings.